Hey guys, happy Monday. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. And this week, last week I didn't have a co-host. It was super boring. So I made sure I had someone fun and exciting. So here in the podcast studio today, I have one of my greatest friends in the entire world. Introduce yourself, co-host.
My name is Macy.
Your name?
Kane.
Macy Kane. Macy Kane, what's your middle name?
Brianne.
Brianne is a beautiful middle name. I wish my middle name was Brianne. That would be awesome. Jeremy Brianne Autry. No, that would be weird. So me and Macy are here today. Macy, I got some really hard questions for you, but I feel like you know the answer. Let's start at the beginning. Macy, who made you?
God made me.
Good job. What else did God make?
God made everything.
God made everything. Why did God make you?
To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever.
Wow. I had forgotten the answer to that one. You reminded me. How can you glorify God?
By loving Him and obeying.
She's got the answer before I even finish asking the question. By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there?
There is only one God.
There is only one God. I was skipping two. And how many persons does God exist?
Three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Perfect. Good job, Macy. All right, and here's the new one for this week. What is God?
God is a spirit.
God is a spirit. Exactly. Great job. We have a friend named Sophia who's going to come and talk a little bit more about that. But first, a very corny joke of the day.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Oswald.
Oswald who?
Oswald, my bubblegum.
Wake up, kid. This is Sophia. I hope you're having a great day so far. John 4:24 tells us that God is a spirit. This means that God is very different from us. You are created with a body. You can be seen and touched. You can only be in one place at a time. But God is spirit. He cannot be seen. He is invisible. He cannot be touched with our hands. Because God is spirit, He can be everywhere at once. The fact that God is a spirit affects how we worship Him. We have to use our spirit to worship Him. It's not enough to just use our physical body. Of course, it's not completely true to say that God has never had a body. In the person of Jesus, God did take a human body when He came to earth as a little baby 2,000 years ago. Jesus still has a body now, making it possible for us to one day see God face to face. God is a spirit, and we are going to spend some time learning more about what it means this week.